This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Tuesday staunchly defended sending hundreds of federal agents to the northwestern city of Portland, Oregon, and elsewhere to quell violent protests in a tense hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. Opposition Democratic lawmakers accused him of violating Americans' civil rights to demonstrate and take actions to support President Donald Trump's re-election in November. Barr said the protests in Portland have become disconnected from the death in late May of George Floyd, a black man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, sparking protests nationwide. The committee's chairman, Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler, said Barr was projecting fear throughout the country by dispatching troops to Portland over the opposition of state and local officials, scolding the nation's top law enforcement official. Nadler said, "Shame on you, Mr. Barr." The United Nations says coronavirus-linked hunger is leading to the deaths of 10,000 children a month in the first year of the global pandemic because of fears of contamination and movement restrictions. In a study published Monday, four UN agencies said failing to act now will have a devastating long-term consequences, not just for children, but for the society as a whole. Earlier this year, the head of the World Food Program warned of a risk of starvation. And this is a quote of biblical proportions around the world. From Burkina Faso to Venezuela, the Associated Press found that families around the world are already facing starvation, with young children the first to suffer and die. You can find more on this and other stories at our website. That's located at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund has approved $4.3 billion in loans to South Africa to combat the coronavirus pandemic. South Africa is the most developed country on the African continent. It's experiencing a sharp economic contraction as the country grapples with more than 452,500 cases. That's the world's fifth highest coronavirus caseload. The UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has made available $100 million in emergency aid to 10 resource-challenged countries in Africa, the Middle East, and the Americas. So far this year, the office has allocated a record $225 million to 20 countries. $35 million will be granted to Yemen, which the agency says is facing the world's largest humanitarian crisis. Other main beneficiaries are Afghanistan, Colombia, Mozambique, Nigeria, and Pakistan. U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, says an airstrike that was intended to target al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia earlier this year killed one civilian and wounded three others. That's a rare admission by the command. The findings were part of AFRICOM's second quarterly report on civilian casualties. It marks only the third time in AFRICOM's history that the command has said civilians were killed in Somalia as a result of U.S. airstrikes against Islamist militants. The death occurred from a U.S. strike on February 2nd in the vicinity of Jilib, Somalia. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced his government would soon complete the release of 5,000 Taliban prisoners, thus paving the way for the start of long-sought-after peace negotiations with the insurgent group. President Ghani said, "With this action, we look forward to the start of direct negotiations with the Taliban in a week's time. We call on the Taliban to join us at the negotiating table." Soon after the end of his speech, the Taliban announced a ceasefire for the 3 days and three nights of Eid al-Adha, expected to start late Thursday or early Friday. Lebanese Prime Minister Hassan Diab said on Tuesday that Israel had violated his country's sovereignty with what he called a dangerous military escalation after Israeli and Hezbollah forces traded cross-border fire on Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday that Hezbollah was playing with fire after Israel's military said it thwarted an attempt by the militant group to sneak across the border. And anti-racism activists have torn down a statue of Napoleon's Empress Josephine and another colonial figure in the overseas French territory of Martinique. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.